We're here to hear Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 49. This is the Special Needs Adoption Tax Credit bill. This is a tax credit that up until this past fall had existed. It was a tax credit that was authorized up to $4 million, and it was a tax credit program that allowed, it was to aid in the expense of adoptions. Now, the name implies a special needs adoption tax credit, and one of the issues that I had with the bill was that race was considered a special need. So I wanted to eliminate the idea of race as a special need. And what we found out, and we drafted Senate Bill 49, is that this tax credit lapsed in August. So now what the committee substitute attempts to do is kind of reform the credit as it existed, and then to reauthorize it. So what it does now is that it's only for $750,000, and the way I came to that number is that when you look at the use of the tax credit specific to children with special needs, the annual authorization was in the neighborhood of $500,000 or $600,000. So the idea, okay. I think the burden that a special needs child places on the foster care system is different and substantially more than the burden an ordinary child in the foster care system places on the system. So to the extent that we're incenting families to take on special need foster children, it's easy to see where this might work out to our financial advantage as a state, just by shifting the future expense of raising that child from the system to parents themselves. So, and then it is to, it's to narrow the focus to where these are domestic adoptions specifically. So again, it's a $4 million, used to be a $4 million program that we used to utilize about three every year. Most of the credit was going to international adoptions. Okay, it was about $2 million a year to international adoptions. And then it was that, and that's fine, except that it was, the way it got there is that it was race. So you have different race, so you applied for, received the credit. So having had that bill lapse and now looking to reauthorize it is to eliminate that part, obviously to lower the authorization. So the savings to the state will be in the neighborhood of $1.75 million. And it'll narrow the focus to where it's just for disabled children. And you could, I think you can easily see where, when families are willing to take on a disabled child, that the ultimate, this would be the type of incentive we'd like to create, in that it would, I think, first and foremost, create a better solution for the child and complete a home, and then simultaneously lower the cost of caring for a special needs child that the system has to bear today.